friends. I know that maybe this will be, not this the first time he comes. It'll be the first time he comes, but many times, hopefully in the future, however God opens the door. So, David, we love you guys. Thank you for being here. Let's welcome David Hope as he comes.
Got it? So that means something to God.
So what we're going to do is tell him how awesome he is right now. Holy Ghost, you're welcome. Father, we want holiness in our lives. We want the mercy of God in our lives.
We want the
goodness
of God in our lives.
We call the peace of God in our lives. We call contentment into our lives. Thank you, great Holy Ghost.
Thank you, great Holy Ghost.
Jesus is King.
Jesus is King.
All right, thank you. Grab your Bible. We're going to do it. So, this all the trinkets that want prayer up here? It don't seem like that's enough for the amount of folks to do that. Well, I don't know why you want me to ask you, but you're welcome to put some more stuff when I even when I'm talking. It's okay. You know, as I get to travel so much now with some real famous people. And I get to see some most amazing miracles, weird stuff. But I was in, I'll tell you this, it came to my mind, I think it's from God to tell you. Y'all remember, I've got a brand new verse while I go up from there, listening to the New Testament in Spanish this morning. And this new verse came to me, it's in Hebrews chapter 11 in verse 1. It's a brand new verse. Brand new verse. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. And God wants us to read that. So y'all look that up. But I want to tell you this, this miracle. It's weird that there was this. I got invited to Palembang, Indonesia. It's a Muslim state, and they hate Christianity there. And I studied it before I went to find out that if I go there, I'm going to die. They're going to kill me. And so I did, but I decided that I'd go anyway. That Jesus needs to be talked about on all corners of the planet. It don't matter what deity is in power, he needs to be not challenged, he needs to be defeated. There ain't no challenge. Jesus is here.
Amen.
Okay, so, you know, I get there, and, you know, and I felt nervous. I felt fear. Because I'm not the lowest profile person on the planet. You know, and good or bad, no matter what you think, you know, you think something. And, so these pastors, you know, they said to me, "Don't worry, Brother David, you're going to be safe." You know, and I said to them, "I don't need your reassurance. I wouldn't come here if I didn't need that. I need Jesus. What I need is Jesus." And they go, "Okay, then." And they said, "But there ain't no problem." I said, "All right." And I found that out when I drove up. They drove me up to this Hilton hotel thing. And as soon as I step out of the truck, there's a soldier standing there with one of those wands like here at the airport. And he went up and down me, and I'm looking at him. And I said, "Excuse me, why you know that?" He said, "Because it's my job. You can't come in here unless we check you for bombs." I said, "This is weird. This is reversed." So I said, "Okay." So I said, "Okay, go ahead." So he checked me, my backpack, you know, and I got my big suitcase there, you know. And they got a thing, you got to actually, it's just like going to the airport. You got to run through there and they look inside your food. For bullets and guns and bombs and stuff. And that's just to get you your hotel room. All right, so there ain't no problem, see. And so I'm going along there. And then, they kind of got me, and we went, you know, to this meeting, and it was, I don't know, a couple thousand pastors from 15 different Asian nations. It was a big deal going on. And I was blessed to do that, right? And, you know, I'm throwing down, and the Holy Ghost come in there, and jewels started showing up on these people, and gold, and all sorts of stuff started happening. I was pretty happy. And about the third day, though, you know, we're doing like five services a day, and I'm doing a couple of them each day myself and some other people. This lady comes up there, and she's a Muslim, and she walks straight up to me. And she says to me, "You're an absolute liar." I said, excuse me?
Yeah.
She said, I don't believe a word that has come out of your mouth. I've been listening to you for 3 days. I said, okay, that's great. Here's what you're going to do. Go to hell. Let me go ahead and tell you why I say that. Because you deny Jesus, that's where you're going.
That's right.
Amen. That's right.
Now, I don't mind you being a Muslim. I don't care who you worship. I don't care what you do. I don't care. Just get out of my face with me. Because I'm not one of these Christians that you're going to scare. Do me a favor and kill me so I can go be with Jesus. How's that sound to you? You got brain? I want to see. If you don't, go sit down with the rest of them. She says, now watch. You talk about bold. I thought to myself, this woman here needs to get born again. The boldest she's got. We need the kingdom. This is courage. And so she stuck her hand out like this. Her arm was straight out, but from here down was turned over the other way. In other words, when mine is like this, hers was the top of the hand. I don't know what you call it. Was it sticking up? And I said, what does that have to do with me? She said, I don't believe you're Jesus. I don't believe your Bible. I don't believe a word that's come out of your mouth, but heal me. And I said to her, I said, you are a confusing individual. Not only do you believe a false God, but you lied to me. Because you sit here and tell me you don't believe, but how are you going to get healed if I'm telling a lie? I rebuke you. She said, do what you have to but heal my arm. I'm just about ready to pull my hair out. Because I do that a lot. And she goes, I ain't getting born again. I ain't doing this. I'm not doing that. I said, okay, here's how it's going to go. I don't care what you want. Let me tell you how it's going to go. I'm going to take these two fingers right here, and I'm going to touch you on the forehead, and your life as you know it has ceased to exist. But my God is going to invade every facet of your life, and you will never be okay anymore. Are you okay with that? She said, whatever. I said, I reached up and touched that girl. I'll tell you, it looked like I took and gave her an uppercut. It looked like I hit her as hard as I could under the chin, because all of a sudden her feet, her shoes are right in my face. And she's flying backwards.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, that's what made me nervous, because there was a pretty good group of Muslims in there, and I thought, this is going to get them going, right? I smacked that lady.
Oh, no.
You know, because there's no way to explain to them what I just did. No, if you don't know God at least a little bit, you're not going to copy this at all. And I said to myself, I need to evacuate. So I left. Started going down the line praying for people getting away from the event. And then I thought, now that's what cowards do. So I walked right back down there. And I'm looking at her, and then I couldn't help it. I started laughing at her because I told the usher, pick her up. I want to do it again. And they reached to get her, and they can't pull her off the concrete. She's stuck to the concrete.
Oh my God.
And I thought to myself, this is wonderful. Moves. You guys can't pick up a 110-pound woman. My goodness. And I reached and got her, and almost came away with a shirt. I mean, you could not pick her up. She was stuck to the concrete. And I'm sitting there going, oh my God. God's just got to do it. And he's got to pick the meanest one of the bunch. I said, okay, Sal, what are you going to do? And that's when the hurt arm, the arm is twisted backwards from birth, raised up by itself. There ain't nobody touching it. Nobody's touching the arm. And she's, the lady, the Muslim lady, starts screaming, "Who is he? Who is he?" And, you know, there's about, I guess there's 50 of us going, "Who?" And she starts describing to us this man that's got a hold of her arm with a long white robe with a girdle, golden girdle around his waist.
Oh my goodness.
With his feet like burning furnace of fire, with his eyes like fire, with the voice of thunder that came out, with hair like white wool. I said, yeah, that's the right guy. You want that? I know that guy. I don't see him. But that's the right fellow. What's he doing? She said, he's twisting my arm. I said, I told you he's going to come get you. And right in front of us, I saw this with my very own eyes. Her elbow twisted and she was healed right in front of her. That's called a miracle. And I'm freaking out. The Muslim girl's freaking out. Jesus won't let her go. And he won't let her go. And there's nothing we can do about it because he seems to think he's in charge. I do understand we have him organized out of most every part of our church life. But every now and then he breaks rank and comes in. And that's what we wanted.
Amen.
Amen.
And then in a minute she got up and she says, "Who was that fellow?" I said, "Well, lots of people call him different things, but I call him Lord. His name is Jesus." I said, "Now here's how it's going to go. I'm going to touch you with these two fingers right here. And this Lord you just met is fixing to change your life." She said to me, "Bring it." And I touched her the second time. And this time she's wide awake, flying through the air. Before she hit the concrete, she's speaking in tongues. Wow. And I thought to myself, "Self, you have broke every rule in religious books." Mm-hmm. I told those pastors standing there, I said, "Look, we're fixing to get in some big trouble. Because God filled her with the Holy Ghost and she's not even saved yet." So I need y'all to get her saved so we can get out of hot water with the religious debt. I tell you, God does what he wants to. I know you think you got to organize and figure it out, but I have got to warn you, you're running 180 the wrong way. You run it, Jesus, and let him do what he wants to, it will work out for you. 100% will it work out for you. Every time. Jesus is king. See, now that I made that bold statement of 100% God, how do I do it whenever I don't get my way? Like everybody in this room. See, the problem is not whether the Bible's true or not, and it's not whether God will give you what he says. It's getting your hands on it. It's having the patience with the Holy Ghost until it comes to pass what the Word of God says. See, you got to walk in faith. You have got to walk in positive faith. You don't ever entertain hell. You only entertain Jesus. Did you understand what I just said to you? Okay. That don't make you not feel effects of diseases. That makes you right with God. It's called the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Right standing with God in the Holy Ghost is all that matters. Nothing else does.
Your friends are wrong. Your kinfolks are wrong. Jesus is right.
Amen.
Now, let's read this Bible. You want to? Wait a second. Hebrews 11:1. And last night I made a statement, and I got fussed at when I got home. So there's an actual guitar sitting up here. Okay. Hebrews 11:1. I want to read that to you. There's another miracle I want to talk about if I remember. Remind me of Ms. Hogan about it. I didn't introduce Ms. Hogan last night, and I'm about to get myself in trouble. Get that up for me and tell him hello or something. That's a good long time. Not enough. So don't stick around. Yeah. Holy Ghost. All right. Remind me about the gun battle thing. For all the people that gun battle. I'll remember. Hebrews 11, verse 1. I'm gonna read to you out of my Bible. Because the reason I always say my Bible says is because I know everybody sitting here has got probably 20 or 30 Bibles in your immediate surroundings, but having them sitting on your shelf doesn't make them active for you. You have to actually read them and believe what it says.
There you go.
All right. And this is what it says. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is. About 20 years from now, when you think you're okay or your elders decide that you're all right, it's when God says you're all right. And that was the day he got born again. This is going to bring up some more prickly pear religious devil. I teach my people in Mexico, the day they get born again, they can raise the dead. They don't need anything but the name of Jesus. The moment that you are brought into the blood covenant of God's mercy, you have all of heaven at your disposal.
Amen.
Regardless of your proper introduction, your understanding, your want, your need, your desire has nothing to do with it. The moment you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, heaven went in rank and file behind you, with you, on your behalf. Everything heaven has is at your disposal. Nothing is withheld from you. You don't have to beg for the Holy Ghost. You don't have to speak in tongues. You have to use the name of Jesus. Those things are benefits and blessings and honor. And I need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. We need to speak in tongues more than anybody else. You need to make everybody in the Walmart scared of you because you're speaking in tongues. I do. It's easy to clear them lanes when it's somebody standing in front of me in the shotgun aisle. I just start speaking in tongues. They think I'm crazy. They give me the shotgun. Okay. Now. Say it with me. Now. Okay. Now, faith is. I tell you what you're not going to do. You're not going to go further than me. You might run, but I'm going to catch you. Because today I can go out right now and run a marathon. So I'm going to beat you. I'm going to track you down. And I will tell you again. Now. We're going to contend for the faith out there in where that was, James 3, I think. We're going to contend for the faith. All right. Now, the question you should have shouted to me, and none of you will, because you have this, you speak gospel and you have this religious etiquette. You would rather walk out of here on your way to Whataburger wondering than you had speak up and break some sort of rule. You need to know this stuff. How do you contend for the faith? Of course, Ephesians 6, 10, there, having done all 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17. After you've done all the standing, you keep saying, oh, I'm going to be all right now. I got Captain America up here. He's a superhero and I'm a real one. There you go. So, we're going to another guitar, huh? Well, very nice. Now faith is. Say it with me.
Now faith is.
Now.
Now.
Come on, say it.
Now.
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 Well, brother, I want to see it. Oh, you whiny brat. Good for you. Like everybody else don't. I mean, come on. Duh. I'm so used to whining and getting away. Get over it and mature up and grow up. And let's walk this thing out with the Holy Ghost. Let's believe the gospel. Regardless of our surroundings, our circumstances, has nothing to do with the name of Jesus. Shit. You're too aggressive. You're crazy. Probably. I have to agree with you, bro. Jesus is king.
That's right.
You see these three right here? You see them, they're attentive, they're looking at me. There's something I got that they think they can take. And let me just tell you, I used to think if I could just raise one person from the dead. You know, and now this hand right here has got 32 dead pieces. Right here, this one. This, well, it's the same. 32 in my life. Me personally, and you. And that's awesome. And it's going to be more than that this year in Jesus' name. And I thought, boy, if I could just. But now we've got over 500 dead raisings in our work. It is a spirit of power and mercy. It's called the spirit of might in Isaiah chapter 11. There's seven spirits organized by God and listed in Isaiah. Is it 11, right? Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, the spirit of might is upon us. And you can see, I feel it. I feel it. It wants out of me. And it wants out of me only the humanity. And it wants to change the environment of everybody that hears. And it will change the environment. It's very amazing. But then after all of these miracles and all this stuff, all over the planet, all these great wonderful revivals out here in the water and years that are going to continue in Jesus' name, I have come to the realization that the reason for all of this stuff for me in my life is not, I haven't written one book. I have not got anything. There's not a table back there from me. Real famous fellow does important talks. No. Sid Roth. He said to me, "You're an unusual man." I said, "Thanks for the compliment." He said, "What am I going to sell?" I said, "Nothing. But I've got to have advertisements when we're doing your deal." I said, "Give away Bibles.
Yeah.
If you need me to buy them for you, I will. That's all. You want me talking on your deal? You're going to give the Word of God. And that's all you're doing." He said, "Deal." I said, "All right." So we did. But it's important what were your who are you? What are you doing? If I said to you, "Let's contend for the faith," most of you are considering yourself doing that by dressing up in your best clothes today and driving your fancy car down here and walking 25 feet to the front door and coming here and sitting down and putting up with this for 2 hours. To you, that's contending for the faith. You are a so privileged, sad. Awesome people. You need to get past yourself and into the Holy Ghost. And so I'm going to talk a couple of things over here with you. One of them is found over somewhere in Psalms. I'll have to find it. Hang on. Just go to Psalms. Tell me when faith is. Somebody tell me.
Now.
Say it again.
Now.
When is faith?
Now.
When is faith?
Now.
It is. It's right now. You don't need me to touch you for your fibromyalgia or your osteoporosis or your diabetes. You need God to touch you. You don't need me to touch you because of your glaucoma or your cysts or your problems and your... You need God to touch you. And you need to let Him do it right now. In Jesus' name. Shabbat. Holy Ghost. People, you know, I usually run with a team, usually 7 or 8 of my men with me, and we bang and bang around and have a blast. And I always take the incurables. It don't matter what nation I go to. My funnest thing in life to do is to trap hell. And I find the worst case scenario I can find, and I don't stick my finger in it. Because the moment I touch it, it has to obey the Word of God. That's what the Bible says. You saw me last night. I laid hands on the sick. I laid hands on, I'll stay for an hour or so until I get too drunk and then I gotta leave. Yeah, that's fine. But I like to do it because God, Jesus said, lay hands on the sick. So I personally do that. It's what I do because I like it. Like I was in Mexico and we had this big old conference. That was a big deal. There was lots of thousands of people there. One of my elder wives, she's a scary lady. I get really nervous around her. In all the traveling I've done, in all these places I've been, she's the only person I've ever met that all 9 gifts are active and working in her. She's freaky. She'll all of a sudden, I'll watch her. I'll be up there talking, and I'm always nervous around her because there's nothing you can plan that she's going to do. She ain't going to do nothing organized with the rest of us. She'll just all of a sudden start shaking, and I just go, God, give me 5 more minutes! I've invested a lot of money in this and organized all this and killed animals and got food and done all this stuff. At least we could eat some moly, for heaven's sake. There's some tortillas over there. Bien picoso. That's a zeal bit. And very few wet ones, you don't get it. So don't. This lady stands up and then she goes to shaking, and then she goes into a trance, and then she starts speaking in some unknown language. And we're all, me and about 200 elders are just looking at her, you know. And then all of a sudden, people start shaking around her. It'd be 10 or 15, it'd be men, women, kids. They start speaking in tongues. They understand each other, and we're just out. And then they'll go like this troop of renegade, crazy, marauding people. They just break all protocol and just start tearing everything up. Then the next thing you know, there'll be 1,000 people laid out on the ground, and all of them will be healed.
Oh, yes.
You need one of those. They're unusual and hard to put up with, but they're very necessary. So I go to this meeting, you know, this big thing, 2,000 folks, and I'm standing up there, and
And I don't do anything unless the blood of Jesus is involved. In my hour work, where I actually have a little bit of say on what the musicians do, I tell them, you start with la sangre de Cristo si tiene poder. Start with the blood of Jesus has the power.
Woo!
That's where you start. And where God takes you from there, I won't be there. I'll be gone. I'll be off on trips over with the Holy Ghost. And I won't even hear it anyway. And so I'm standing up there, and we're going, right? And the sangre de Cristo tiene poder. Yay! Woo! And the Holy Ghost hit me. He just does what he wants to. He's so inviting, but when he does come, and he, the only reason I knew he came was because he hit me and I started spinning in a circle. And I get dizzy when I spin, and I don't like that. And when I stop, this lady with all these gifts is holding this kid down there. It's her son. He's 16 years old, and I didn't know that he was dying with a brain tumor. They kept it from me on purpose. I dove off that platform. It was way up there, and I'm. ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué te pasa? ¿Qué pasa con ese muchacho? What's going on with this kid? What's up? And she just looks at me and she's crying. She said, I've done everything I can. I need you, Brother David. I said, I told you you needed me. She said, I don't want to lose my son. I said, what? Big brain tumor. He's already in a coma. It went purple. It was all. We were at the end. Now listen, you need this. I laid on top of this kid with a brain tumor in a coma, laying flat down on top of him, on the concrete, smushy. And I got him by the mouth, by the face. And my nose is on his, my mouth is on his lips. And I breathed on him. Can you tell me why? Because in Genesis chapter 2, my Bible says, and God breathed on man. He became a living being.
Yeah.
My Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that Jesus, the second Adam, became a life-giving spirit. Mm-hmm. So that's what I've got in me. I have the life of God in me. I have the wind of heaven in me. Every breath I take is the wind of God. Well, you think about yourself. I hadn't said nothing about me yet. This is all God. And when I breathed on this guy, mouth to mouth, I pulled my handkerchief out and smacked him with it. Because you need all the help you can get. This is the secret weapon. You have to. And when I did that, I started doing this over the top of him like this with my handkerchief. I'm sitting straddling him like this now. And I'm looking right at that mama. And right above my head, this tornado formed. It picked me up off of the kid and laid me flat. That's all I got. When I woke up 4.5 hours later, the entire place looked like a pine forest after a tornado goes through. There were several thousand people laying in every direction out. My body doesn't function from the waist down. I'm up on my hands trying to figure it out. I'm drunk and dizzy. I'm trying to sort it out. There's the kid that I was on top of sitting on the bench looking at me. And I said, what's up? And by some, you know what he said to me? Hermano, no me tengo hambre. Brother David, I'm hungry. And I said, well, I'm in charge of the kitchen.
Right. Go back there. Ain't gonna be nobody awake. They're gonna all be knocked out. And the angels were cooking. Tell one of them angels, I said, give you a bowl of arroz y frijoles. Beans and rice. So he goes back there and he comes back. I said, did the angel give it to you? Yes, sir, he did. I said, how long has it been since you eat? A month. I hadn't had solid food in a month. God healed that boy completely.
Right.
Shut up.
Wow.
Tornado. To bash us in our ideas and let him become the controlling power. So, how do we contend for this kind of faith? How is it that we got our hands on it? Isn't that the question? This is what you should have screamed at me last night. It's good for you to tell us to contend for the faith. How in the cat hair do you do that? That's the right question. So let's go over here to Psalms 15, verse 1. We're going to film this over. Okay. We're going to cat hair this thing. Here we go. Lord, is this the right entity? Jesus. Who shall dwell? I will. I'm going to tell you up front, I'm going to. You got that? This is where you're supposed to say me too.
Me too.
Me too.
There you go. Finally. I am going to contend. I am going to stand. I am going to dwell in the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
Who shall dwell permanently on your holy hill? Moi. You will pararme en la montaña del Espíritu Santo. I'm going to stand in the power of and the presence of the Holy Ghost on the mountain of God. Number one, verse 2. He who walks and lives uprightly, I am telling you, contending for the faith, does not make allowances for your opinion. We're going to lose that today. I don't want your yell buts and what ifs. I don't want past history of your failure. You're a human. I know who you are. You don't have to tell me over and over and over. You don't have to sit there with your shoulders slumped down and your little pies. That is nothing but a pride spirit. Be gone from me, dude. We will square our shoulders and look straight into heaven's eyes and tell him, thank you. Thank you, mercy. Tell him, go ahead, come on. Look him in the face. Thank you. Thank you, mercy. I will walk uprightly. I will. But you can't. You're a human. You've got to make mistakes. Didn't say I wasn't going to do that. I said I was going to walk uprightly. Sort yourself out. Quit worrying me. I got it. I'm a human. I don't need something else telling me how awful I am. I need Jesus. I need Jesus. What do you need, Brother David? In your ministry, what do you need? Jesus. These men asked me yesterday, what do you need? Jesus. I'm sitting in a billionaire meeting. I'm sitting in his office in Mobile, Alabama. He looked me right in the face. Beautiful. His shoes, I don't know. $1,000, $2,000, I don't know. Lots of alligators died.
Italian alligators.
And he says to me, this is what he says to me. I could underwrite your ministry with one check. What do you want? I laughed at him. You've got nothing I want, son. But I've got everything you want.
Yes.
All you've got is power and money and prestige and political prowess and finances. I've got the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
the God that I serve, the King. The King's heart is in his hand, and he manipulates where he wants it to go.
Yeah.
And that man started crying, a billionaire, starts crying, Brother Hogan, help me. I said, now when I touch you, these guys are not going to shoot me, are they? And then four big old guys with them automatic things. He wow. said, they're not going to. They got orders to leave you alone. I said, then we're going to have it on like Donkey Kong. And I reached up. I said, you see these two fingers right here? Your word is forever going to be changed. Jesus, dude, you should have seen it. He flew over one desk and under another. And his bodyguards reached for him. I said, oh no, Jesus! Boom! I rest my case. And I walked out of there with my shoulders square, went and got on his gym, and he carried me home so I could preach that night. Okay. Walk uprightly. Never follow your need, follow the Holy Ghost. Never follow your want, follow the Holy Ghost. Never follow your greed, follow the Holy Ghost. Walk uprightly and blameless. How do you contend for the faith? That's the right question. Thank you for asking. He who works rightness and justice and speaks and thinks the truth. You know, I come up in a house I've never been in my life. I'm grateful to be here, but yet I am compelled to look at you and tell you the truth.
Come on.
I have no option but to tell you religion is a devil. Yeah. Any form. Mm-hmm. Every idol is a deception. Jesus is King.
Yeah.
I want you to raise the dead. I want you to heal the sick. I want that baby to walk out of that chair right there. To get that, we've got to walk and live upright and blameless. We've got to work righteousness and justice and speak the truth and think it in our heart. Number three. Verse three. Slander does not slander with his tongue. No matter how evil or how awful, shut up. The Bible clearly states, hold your tongue. There's some of you sitting here, you are backbiting demons from hell. The Lord rebuke you. Clean that tongue up. And this is how you do it. Reach in there and get a hold of it and shut up. Let the peace of God come over you. Let the goodness of God rule in your heart and your spirit. Mature. You don't owe them a rebuttal. You owe God praise. Yeah. How's this? Is the gospel okay for you? This is waltz over time, Jack. Shinata. Pull that shield of faith up. Come on, get it on. Pull that sword out of that scabbard. Bust that rust off of it. Look at hell in the face and tell it, bring it. There's so many of you that are so full of the salvation of God, the goodness, the meekness, the wonder of God, but you're walking around naked. You've got the helmet of salvation, but you don't have the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit. You don't have the breastplate of righteousness. Your loins are vulnerable. They're not girded about with truth. Your feet are not shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And you do not contend for the faith in the Holy Ghost, praying in tongues continually.
Yeah.
I'm here to clothe you in the power of God. David's been much learning. Fasting has made you crazy. Nothing yet. I will be, though. See, I always tell folks this. I'm going to tell you right now, and then I'm going to stop, and we're going to pray. Here's how it's going to go. Wait a minute. That's a problem. What you said, he probably. People look at me all the time. Hermano la vida sigando muy fallante. You've gone too far now, David. David, you've gone way too far, son. You need to come back down. You're making me uncomfortable, man. Don't you get it yet? But that's the idea. Heaven don't want you comfortable. Heaven wants you on fire. Heaven wants your world rocked and socked with the Holy Ghost. I'm going it too far. I'll send you a postcard. Because I'm serious. I'm people look at me. I'm talking about important people. Patting me on the shoulder. Brother David, you're going too far. I'm concerned about you. And I turn and look at him. Finally, I'm successful. If you were concerned, I'm going down the right trail. Engage it all and kill them. What do you think that sword's for? Hell needs to be afraid of you every day you wake up. You've come too far, boy. I'm quiet, but I'm going there. My question is this. What do you think's on the other side of too far? What do you think they'll call it when we get there? Go past. Come on, Holy Ghost. I think it's the other side of Jordan. I think it's the place I'm looking for. Shut up about the fat of the land, where the land flows with milk and honey. Who cares about the Hittites, Jebusites, Pharisites? Pharisites. Fair you sees and sad you sees. Ain't that unfair? They all sad. Shut it like honey, my God. Shut it like honey. I need you to contend for the faith. I've heard a little of your history now. You will be held accountable for this portal you got. Responsibility is a serious matter with heaven. It needs to be considered. You comfortable, you in trouble. And I'm not talking about a sufficient amount of money or food. I'm talking about you, spiritually, fat cat, because you got it. You ain't got nothing. God is big. We're just barely off to first base.
Amen.
I got a grand slam. We got a grand slam. We got to put this thing out of the park.
Oh, yeah.
Just cause we can. Slander, be gone. Reproach, be gone. Vile person from hell, the Lord rebuke you. But that's my grandson. He needs mercy. No, what he needs is a good right hook. He needs the Holy Ghost to slap him in the next week. The Lord rebuke you, vile demon. Think you don't take up camp in the house of God. You are not welcome here. I burn you with the fire of God. I ain't sending you out. I'm going to burn you up. Here's what we're going to do. Verse 4, second phrase. He who honors those who fear the Lord. I know you're a fear of the Lord bunch. That's why God brought his power here. Now you listen to me. We're going to honor you. Stand up. I call you blessed. I call you peace. I call on mercy. I call on anointing. I call on goodness. Let me tell you, just a few weeks ago, I was down there in Nicaragua.
And I was out in this village out there. No, it wouldn't do no good to tell you where it's at, because you ain't ever going, you don't care. You ain't never been there, so there you go. Now listen to me. I went out there, and we're going to feed these people starving out there, right? We got, I don't know, lots of hundreds of foods, and we go there, and they tell me, we ain't got no food. I said, that ain't no heel for a stepper. Bring me one of them pots over here. We lay our hands on the pots, and this is how you speak to the pot. You in here that need food in your house, speak to your pot. Set your pot on the counter and speak to it. This is what you say. In the name of Jesus who I serve, fill up and shut up. My Bible said there is no life under any level of any circumstances. He is all sufficient. He's enough. Shaitani. Karitana Shata. And I'm standing there, you know, and these pots are filling up and there's enough food all of a sudden. Where'd it come from? Don't care. I just do my job and everything else happens because it's supposed to. Pots do their job and you tell them to. And that guy that was running, he walks up to me, he says, you freaked me out pretty good. I said, good. Good for you. Glad you freaked out. What do you want? He said, I want you to get up here before we give these people this food, and I want you to pray over it, and I want you to heal some sick people. I said, done. Whatever. He said, absolutely do anything you want to. I said, fine. I'll have fun. Thank you. So I got up there and I said, told a couple of miracles. This is a federal school building. This is not a church setting whatsoever. This is a school, a federal place. Told him a couple of miracles. I said, now who wants to be healed? Come up here. All of a sudden, this mama comes crying. She brings this kid up and she says, he's born deaf. I said, okay. And then I remember that yesterday on the bus, they scared us to another place. We was going to do it. One of the women on there that was part of the team and people I was helping out, she was deaf. And I said, touch yourself. I ain't going to touch you. Touch yourself. She reached up, touched her ear, bang, got over here, it's an ear or something, couldn't hear for, I don't know, I don't remember, I don't care. And I remember that she got healed yesterday. I said, come up here. And she had never been in front of a crowd in her life. You see how I'm calm and I'm not intimidated at all. I said, you see this kid right here, he's born deaf. I realize you're one of them people who like to eat lots of cake and say hallelujah, but you don't want to do nothing. Here's how we're going to work today. Today we're you're going to do my job for you. Pull that kid up here and put him on your chest. She did that. I said, put your finger in his ear. She did that. It was his left one. It was completely down. Right, we had a little bit of hearing. I said, speak to that ear. I said, the feeling you felt yesterday when your ear popped open, bring that feeling and stick it in that kid's ear. That's called the power of God. And she started crying and weeping, and all of a sudden the kid freaked. Both ears popped up, deaf from birth. Did you hear? This is what we want here. This is what we want. I honor you in the name of Jesus. I speak honor over this house. I speak blessings over this house in Jesus' name. Now here's what I want to do. I've got to go to Fort Worth. I apologize to you about that up front. But he already told me that, so I'm free to go. But here that's going to go. If what I'm telling you is what you're looking for, and I know it is, because I know God spoke to me, I would like you to come up to this thing here. Whatever y'all call it, I don't remember what the new words y'all call this stuff. Hear me, so I can take this question. If this is what you're looking for, I want you to come up here for the presence of the Lord. You boys going to sing something, or y'all want to be down there in the thing? It don't matter to me either way. If you're going to bail yourself, get up there and start with the blood and go from there. I'll be gone. I call you blessed. Did you hear me? I'm not harping on past failures or present or future references of the devil. I am not. That's a lie. I won't do that. What I've come here to tell you is how to contend for the faith. You allow yourself to read Psalms 15. Go back through it slow. I did it too fast. Psalms 34, Psalms 35, Psalms 37, Psalms 38. Read them slow. Mark 9. Matthew 17. Read these chapters in the Bible slowly. Glean from them, thinking about how to contend for the faith. We can do this. Do you see? I believe that. I know it's on me. I know. I feel it on me. You see, I believe it, right? If you knew who you was, you are so blessed. You are so awesome. You are who God died for. You are who God raised from the dead for. You are that person. Are that person who receives the blessings of the Father. That's who you are. And I honor you today, what it's called today. I look you right in the face. Unashamedly, boldly, I proclaim how awesome it is to be a brother in the Lord with you. All of our failures, shortcomings, clumsiness, awkwardness, who we really are, God makes the difference. This is where you tell the devil, put that in pipe and smoke it. We can do this. Every nation I get to go to, I get to see the power and miracles of God. Everybody in here that's got a sickness or disease or a financial problem, marital problem, kids, grandkids, child-related, whatever, neighborhood, raise your hands up. That should be just about everybody. Wow, how prophetic. Now, I've told you who you are. You who fear the Lord, now you look at hell right in the face, right now, boldly, bold as a lion, and you tell him, today is where you back down. In the name of Jesus. Because we are in agreement. That's touching any one thing. And it shall be done of him. Of the Father. In Jesus' name. Stand there and worship God, y'all. Enjoy.
Oh, Lord.